Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kurt Dahlmeyer of the Washington County Cattlemen's Association about May Beef Month.
May is Beef Month, a proclamation that Governor Branstad just signed in to effect April 18th. I happen to be up at the Capitol when he signed that in his office, and it's just proclaiming that May is Beef Month. It has been for a long time. Really, as a producer or associate, grilling season is getting started with the weather being nice. You also see a lot of new baby calves out in the pastures, and I think they just kind of thought that May was a good month to celebrate beef and to kick off the summer.
With those who are producers, what is it that you're trying to emphasize about the importance of beef, or why we should recognize a month for being Beef Month?
Well, I think beef is one of those things that is very nutritious and should be part of our diet. A lot of people, when they go to grill, you know, everybody loves to put a steak on the grill. And so part of the importance of May is Beef Month is that kind of celebrating the fact that here in Iowa, we're one of the leading beef producer states. And, you know, we raise quality corn-fed beef. That's also safe. You know, that's a lot of things that people, they say, oh, we're using implants and that's bad for us. However, some small facts that people don't realize is that even if cattle producers use an implant in a beef animal, that implant is put in their ear. The ear is not a part on the animal that is kept, you know, for meat production. And so, you know, you don't have to worry about any of that getting into your meat. And also the level that these implants the producers use in beef is very, very small. You would have to consume almost 400 pounds of implanted beef from an animal per day to equal the same amount of hormones that most women take in their birth control pills. So it's a very, very small amount of hormone that, and it's a natural hormone that helps enhance the cattle's growth and performance. And so I think a lot of people want to get the message out that we do raise safe beef. We think we raise some of the best beef in the world because it's corn-fed right here in Iowa.
What is your involvement with the Cattlemen's Association?
I've been past president of the Washington County Cattlemen's. Right now, I still sit on the board in charge of membership and also help with our grillings. And then at the ICA, the Iowa Cattlemen's, I've also been involved there. Right now, I'm head of our political action committee, chairman. This has been my second year as chairman, so involved also at the state level. It allows us to get out and meet other cattle producers from around the state and even within the U.S. We go to some of the other trade shows and conventions. I've been attending the national convention this year. It was held in Nashville, and it's just a great chance to get out and meet other cattle producers from all over the U.S. and socialize and also try and learn something at some of the educational seminars they put on.
What are some other highlights from 2017, things that you look proudly upon for the Cattlemen's Association for Iowa?
Not only for Iowa, but locally, our cattlemen here in Washington started a new class that takes place at the county fair, which we call it a single source class. We take the kids on an educational tour, and we've been around. We went over to Sigourney to look through a harvest facility over there. We also went and grilled different cuts of meat for them. Basically, that's kind of one of our highlights. Also, giving some scholarships. It's going to be scholarship time for some of these seniors, and we enjoy the privilege to award sometimes multiple scholarships to some of the youth that have been involved in the cattle industry, and hopefully they will be in the future. So that locally is kind of what we're looking forward to. Statewide, there's been a lot of things going on at the ICA that keep quite a few of us involved. I know they passed the additional beef checkoff. That was something that a lot of people thought we needed in our state to help promote beef. You know, a lot of us in the Midwest know about how good our beef is, but we sometimes need to spread some of that word out to some of the coast where there's more population. And so that additional beef checkoff was something that a lot of people were happy to see. And, you know, the state is also working with some of the legislators, not only on the clean water, but just being good stewards of the land. And most people that raise cattle, we love our land, and we don't want to do anything to hurt it. But some people think that we need to put more regulations and more rules. And so that's kind of been at the forefront. of the state with the Iowa Cattlemen's that they're trying to stand up for all of us and just say, you know, we are responsible, and a lot of times we have good examples that they show and showcase around the state, people that are doing an exceptional job. So state is very involved actively with our legislature.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kurt Dahlmeyer of the Washington County Cattlemen's Association. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.